breakfast myths or the truth about breakfast. So it's great to be with you today talking about breakfast. My name's Dr. Sandra Cabot. I'm a medical doctor who's been practicing medicine in Australia for over 40 years. And I've always believed in holistic medicine and nutritional medicine for the majority of chronic diseases. And I think that diet is very important, and we've all heard the term before, you are what you eat. But when it comes to breakfast, I think confusion reigns. So I'm joined here today by Louise Bell, who has a Bachelor of Health Science in Nutritional Medicine and is also a wonderful chef, if you like, when it comes to making delicious, healthy delights. So, hi, Louise.
Hi, it's really nice to be with you today.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about breakfast. And, you know, one of the biggest myths about breakfast is, must you eat breakfast? Can you be healthy without eating breakfast and not eating till, say, around lunchtime? In my opinion, it's a very individual thing. Some people feel better if they don't eat breakfast, and that's because the body actually enjoys fasting. And so if you eat, say, you have your dinner around 8 o'clock at night, which is a late dinner for a lot of people, and you don't eat until midday the next day, well, that's quite a long fast. For example, if you're just having water or tea or coffee. And there are benefits to fasting. We know that it increases the amount of mitochondria in your cells. We know that it can reduce the amount of unhealthy bacteria in your gut. So for some people, not having breakfast really works and they feel great. They feel more energetic and they don't get hungry until lunchtime. And these people have a very stable blood sugar level. So they don't have insulin resistance. They don't suffer with high or low blood sugar. So everything has to be right for you to be healthy if you don't eat breakfast. But personally myself, I rarely eat breakfast because I'm too busy and I don't feel the hunger in the morning. I just have a cup of black coffee. I might have a piece of fruit, but I just don't have time for breakfast and I don't feel hungry. But then other people really would collapse if they didn't eat breakfast. So what do you think, Louise? Must we eat breakfast?
I think a lot of people do need to eat breakfast, not everyone. It is good to give your digestive system a break, so the fasting is really good. But I think for a lot of people, they get to lunch and they've got no energy and they're fading away because they're not stabilizing their food throughout the day. So I think for some people, having breakfast, lunch and dinner, as well as a snack in between each of those meals, is a really good thing. They don't necessarily have to be big meals, but but it is good to have a bit of protein throughout the day. That helps to stabilize your blood sugar, it gives you energy, and it helps to feed your brain cells so that you can think and concentrate throughout the day. So I think, like you said, it is really individualized. And it depends on the person. So I guess that's something that you need to experiment with and see what works for you.
Yeah, I think that's true. Try different things. But, you know, we used to be told, oh, you got to have 3 square meals a day and you have to have a good breakfast, a big hearty breakfast. If I did that, I'd probably fall asleep around 11 a.m. And everyone's different. But, you know, historically we've been told we should have cereals and milk for breakfast, you know, a high carb breakfast. And you know, you see all the advertisements for cereals, different types with milk and bread. Well, high carb, often with margarine. Margarine's terrible. Have butter, and then people often put jam on it. So by the time you've had cereal, bread, jam, and then perhaps a cup of tea or coffee with sugar in it, then you've really loaded your body with sugar. So that's a very old-fashioned way to eat breakfast. And a lot of people are trying to lose weight because they're not physically active. They get in a car and drive to work and then sit at a desk all day. So that's the last thing they want. So, Louise, what do you think, you know, for somebody who's really desperately trying to lose weight and perhaps they've got a little bit of a blood sugar problem, and they might have been told by a dietitian, oh, you must eat carbohydrate at least 3 times a day and as snacks as well, otherwise your blood sugar will drop. Well, that person's never going to lose weight.
No. Okay, so I think the first important thing to note is that there are 2 different groups of carbohydrates. So the first is simple carbohydrates, and these are refined. So these are things like white rice, white bread, cereal, white pasta, sugar. These types of carbohydrates, they basically contain no fiber, they're very low in protein, and they cause dramatic spikes in blood sugar, and then they leave you feeling hungry and low in energy within, you know, an hour or so after eating.
True.
So these aren't good for weight loss, because the excess sugar spikes in your blood actually converts to fat in your body, because you don't need all of that sugar because your body has enough glucose.
Yes.
So then it converts to fat, and it's going to make you put on weight. But there are good carbohydrates. These are referred to as complex carbohydrates. These are ones that contain a lot of fiber and protein and beneficial B vitamins. So these are things like whole grains, rye, quinoa,
oats.
Brown rice, oats. These types of carbohydrates are a lot better. But even for some people with fatty liver or insulin resistance, even these types of carbohydrates can be too much for them.
Yes.
So if you're wanting to lose weight, it's best to have a breakfast that's higher in protein, because this will not only give you energy, feed your muscles, feed your brain, but it'll also help to balance out your blood sugar.
Yes.
So if you prefer a more savory breakfast, you could make an omelette. It doesn't take too long. You can just fry up a few vegetables, crack a couple of eggs in there, and then you've got yourself a healthy omelette, which is going to sustain you. And the healthy omegas in there will be really good for your concentration and motivation throughout the day.
Yes.
Well, one of my personal favorites that I make a lot, actually, is homemade granola. So it's a lot healthier than store-bought cereals.
And what do you put in it?
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So basically, I just get all of the nuts and seeds that I like. So almonds, cashews, pepitas, sunflower seeds, those type of nuts and seeds. And then I get maybe some dried fruit that I like. So maybe a few diced apricots or some raisins. And I put them all together in a big jar. And then it's ready for you. Every morning you can just grab a handful of that granola, because it's already pre-made. You don't have to mix it every day. And if you add a bit of cinnamon in it, the cinnamon also helps to boost your metabolism, and it's good for your blood sugar as well. And then you can serve it with a little bit of Greek yogurt or coconut yogurt, and even some fresh berries. And it's a really delicious way to have breakfast in the morning that isn't too time consuming.
Is that a paleo recipe? Is it grain-free?
Yeah, it is grain-free. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nuts and seeds.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
it's
of
really
course
good.
you could grind it up for people who find it hard. You know, almonds are very hard to chew.
Yes, they are. So you could either chop up the nuts, or you can just put them in a blender and pulse it for a couple of seconds, and it'll break down those nuts and it'll be a lot easier to eat. And then you could have that with a milk if you prefer a more cereal type breakfast, or you could just have it with a little bit of yogurt and some berries.
Yes, and if you're gluten intolerant, you could add some gluten-free grains, for example.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, if you wanted to, but you don't really need to. It really fills you up when you've got all the nuts and seeds in there. There's some super grains like amaranth and millet. They're gluten-free grains that are really good to add. Or quinoa flakes are also very good. And the quinoa flakes actually will make more of a porridge type consistency. So if you're a porridge lover, then quinoa flakes are really good.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Quinoa's like porridge.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
it can
I didn't
be.
Know that. Yeah, yeah. And that's very interesting, because some people really are very carbohydrate intolerant.
Mm.
And if they have carbohydrate at the beginning of the day for breakfast, that puts their insulin up and they go into the fat storing zone for a few hours.
And then they have the energy crash.
Yeah.
And
that's
they're feeling tired by 10.
Yeah, so for someone like that, I'd recommend a high-protein breakfast, like just an omelette or scrambled eggs and grilled vegetables or a protein shake with the Syndrome X powder and, say, some coconut milk and the best fruit if you've got a weight problem and high insulin would be berries or passion fruit.
I love passion fruit.
Yes, it's a very good fruit. It's a low GI fruit.
Yeah, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it is. It is delicious, yeah. Well, we're lucky in Australia. We have really good fruit. Now, what about for someone who has a problem with their immune system? So, for example, they have a lot of inflammation in their body. They may have an autoimmune disease or they may get frequent infections. What would be a good immune-boosting breakfast?
Okay, so one option you could go with is making an antioxidant juice. So you could make it up in advance and put lemon, lime, grapefruit, pineapple, spinach, kale. Those types of fruits and vegetables are very anti-inflammatory, beetroot. And they're really good at reducing inflammation in the body and supporting the immune system because you've got the high vitamin C in there as well. So you could have a fresh juice with just a handful of nuts. That's really quick and easy. And you can prepare the juice in advance and just pour it into jars and freeze.
Yes.
And that'll maintain the nutrients. So that's a really good idea if you've got a lot of inflammation in your body or if you're fighting an infection.
Yes.
Or you could make an immune-boosting smoothie, so adding lots of berries, spinach. The protein is really important because protein helps to support the production of immune cells, so you want to make sure that you're still getting enough protein.
Would you put a raw egg in the smoothie?
You could put a raw egg in it.
Yeah. Eggs are really healthy, but just make sure you do the float test first.
Yeah.
Because if the egg doesn't sink, you can't eat it raw.
Fresh eggs are best. So if you can, if you've got a neighbour that has chickens, those are good eggs. Or free range is preferred. But yeah, definitely
make
float
sure
the
it's
egg.
Fresh. If it's going to be raw in a smoothie, yeah, float the egg.
Yes.
If it floats, don't eat it. And it's very good for children, the raw juicing for breakfast. A lot of children, they just want a bit of white toast or something and they won't have anything else. And their immune system suffers for that during the day. So you could make a juice for your children with fruit and vegetables and they'll often enjoy that. They won't realise what they're drinking. And as Louise said, you can make it in advance and pour it into jars and freeze it. And it will last for months. It retains all of the goodness if you freeze it straight away. Just leave some space in the top of the jar for the juice to expand as it freezes. Yeah. So, it's fine. You can just have a juice for breakfast and maybe some mixed nuts. And that will keep you going up until lunchtime. And, you know, everyone is an individual. That's the thing. And people get very confused. They get told so many different things. And they go on fads, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
They'll go, oh, I'm paleo. I can't have any fruit. But, you know, fruit has a lot of phytonutrients and vitamin C. And if you have it with protein in the morning, it won't spike your blood sugar as long as you don't overeat it. You know, don't have like three bananas, but have one banana with
some
protein. Yeah, always have the protein because that will slow down the absorption of the glucose into your bloodstream. Yeah. So variety is the spice of life. You want to have variety. And remember, protein is the key to losing weight and lowering the carbohydrates. And breakfast is the most important time of the day, really, to set your metabolic tone for the rest of the day. So the high protein is great. And your liver can actually make glucose from protein and fat. You don't have to have glucose in the morning or even fructose. So we like the lower fructose fruits if you're trying to lose weight. Now, if you're time poor and you go, oh, who has time for breakfast? But you feel very tired if you don't eat breakfast, you can have what's left over from the night before.
Mm. Leftovers are a great way of having breakfast that's really quick because it's already made for you. If you're in a sandwich press, one of the breakfasts that I like to make is getting one of those big flat portobello mushrooms and slicing a tomato in half and cracking an egg on the sandwich press, and then you just leave it there to cook for a few minutes whilst you're getting the rest of your stuff together for work, and then it's cooked for you, it's ready, and it literally takes a few minutes. You don't need to use oil or anything because the sandwich press will just cook it and it won't stick. So that's a really very, very quick and easy nutritious breakfast that you can make on the go. Another one that's really good to do is chia puddings. So you can actually make these up in jars. So you just make a big recipe with chia seeds, maybe some coconut milk and some berries. And if you like a little bit of crunch, adding some nuts and seeds is really good as well.
Yeah.
And then you just spoon these into some jars. You can make 3 or 4 days worth, put them in the fridge, and then they're there ready to go. So if you need to leave early in the morning, you can just grab it, eat it on the train, eat it at your desk. It's ready to go. It's already made.
Mm, and so it's high in omega-3, the chia seeds, and if you wanted it higher in protein, you could add some whey protein to
it. Yeah, mixing whey protein through is really good, and even adding some hemp seeds is another good way to increase the omega-3.
Yes, and the fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can pre-make that. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Otherwise, you may rush to work and get there and then you haven't had anything and you go and grab something from the takeaway shop. So we need to be a little bit prepared here.
Yeah, but it doesn't take very much time. And like I said, you can make 3 or 4 days worth at a time. So that's, you know, 3 other days you don't actually have to make breakfast.
Yes.
So it's really saving you time.
You could have some leftover lamb stew from the night before, vegetable and beef casserole left over. So it's always important to plan ahead so that you don't end up eating something on the run. That's what we want to avoid. Or making a piece of toast with jam on it. That's another thing we want to avoid. You know, it's better just to have a juice and some nuts than to have something like that that's just nutrient depleted and high in carbs.
Mm.
Now, coffee, Louise, do you drink coffee for breakfast?
No, I'm not a coffee drinker at all.
Aren't you?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think coffee's fine. You know, if you need a coffee to get you going in the morning, coffee contains caffeine, which releases adrenaline. Coffee contains caffeine, which releases adrenaline in your body, and adrenaline is a natural hormone, and it gives you a bit of a lift all over your body, mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. And some people do need that in the morning, particularly if they've had a nice deep sleep. Coffee is also high in antioxidants. And they've done studies that show that coffee is beneficial for some types of liver disease. So it's very, very interesting. Even some studies have shown that it increases lifespan, that coffee drinkers live longer. So that's all good news to us caffeine addicts out there, right? I'm very relieved. And I always have a black coffee and I sweeten it with either a bit of honey or nature sweet sugar substitute, which is a combination of stevia and natural plant extracts, like sugar alcohols, we call them, if you like, and they're not absorbed from the gut. So either nature sweet sugar substitute or don't have any sweetener. You don't need a sweetener. You can add milk if you want. I prefer black coffee. But a lot of people are intolerant to cow's milk. They get sinus or mucus congestion, so they could add coconut oil or coconut cream or rice milk or almond milk or unsweetened soy milk. So there's lots of different varieties. So all you coffee-loving drinkers out there, enjoy your breakfast coffee. Yeah. So there you go. If you don't enjoy breakfast, you don't need it, you don't feel like it, you don't have to have it. If you love it, well, we hope you choose a healthy breakfast. And of course, if you're a diabetic, you will need to eat something for breakfast. If you're a diabetic type 2, go for protein. Protein will stabilize your blood sugar levels, keep your hunger down, and help you to lose weight, Whereas if you're a diabetic type 1, well, you do need the right amount of carbohydrate, which will be discussed and worked out with your dietitian depending on your insulin dosage. So, Louise, do you have a goodbye message for all those breakfast lovers out there?
Choose your breakfast wisely. It's going to power you for the rest of the day.
Yes. And Louise Bell looks fabulous, so she knows what she's talking about. She's nice and slim and looks very healthy. She walks the talk, guys. And we hope that we have dispelled some of the myths around breakfast. And look forward to our next podcast. This is Dr. Sandra Gabeau and nutritionist Louise Bell.